Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
It's the inaugural Cattlemen's Congress commercial female sale coming up on Thursday, January 9th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Super Barn Sale Arena at the OKC Fairgrounds. Online bidding will be available via liveauctions.tv. For more information about the sale, contact Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Cattlemen's Congress commercial female sale Thursday, January 9th, 1 p.m. Come to Cattlemen's Congress and check out the best beef cattle genetics you'll find anywhere in America.
Hey, soybean farmers. Think a fungicide can't last all season? The proof is in the yield. Farmers who use just one application of Revilock fungicide are seeing an increased yield of 7.3 bushels per acre over the untreated check. Revilock is a disease control powerhouse that delivers season-long protection, even against tough southern diseases. See what Revilock can do for your soybeans all season long. Ask your local retailer about Revilock from BASF today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, our own Macy Carter had the opportunity to catch up with Nick Lewitt from RCIS. RCIS offers crop insurance in all 50 states, covering 26 million acres of corn and soybeans across the country.
I think we do 26 million acres of corn and soybeans across the country. We have multiple agents all across the country being able to support our local farmers.
It's been a hard year this year. We know that. How has that impacted RCS, and what type of relief have you guys provided for agriculturalists?
I mean, we've been there to help the farmers all along the way if they have any losses, you know, as they buy crop insurance, being able to work through the claims they potentially would have in those situations.
Tell me a little bit about wheat. We have a lot of wheat here in Oklahoma. Tell me about the coverage and the help that you guys have provided with the wheat crop.
Yeah, I've actually been helping a lot with some of the newly planted winter wheat down there, making sure we can use precision ag on that as well, being able to make sure that we got the right acres for the coverage as well. I think that's the biggest thing in my role here at RCIS, is being able to make sure we adequately insure for what you actually plant, right? So if you've had a traditionally methods of wheat at 80 acres and now all of a sudden you've actually planted 77, we're using that 77 acres of wheat, not 80. Can save you some premium dollars that way as well, and also help build your APH.
Well, you're the Precision Ag lead, so talk to me a little bit about Precision Ag and how you're hoping to increase the adoption of it across farms in America.
Yeah, so we are at RCS are very committed to precision agriculture. I've been doing it since 2011. Being able to meet with growers and understand how to use that data. I mean, growers all across the country are planning using precision ag technology. It's just taking it one step further. How do we utilize it for crop insurance? How do we use it to make their life simpler? You know, we have partnerships with Climate Field View, the My John Deere Operations or John Deere Operations Center. Being able to streamline data from there to your agent makes them so you can have your acreage report done while you're still in the field in some situations, making it a lot better for them.
To hear the complete conversation with RCIS, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, with the new year upon us, doesn't look like we're going to see a farm bill anytime soon. But Chuck Connor, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives President and CEO, says that with the new year and new Congress coming in the next couple of weeks, there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to get it done sooner as opposed to later.
My farm bill experience goes back to 1981, so a lot longer than 20 years. This will be the ninth farm bill that I've been involved in some way or another. So I've seen it all. What is frustrating about this farm bill is those previous bills that I've worked on, all eight of them, I would say that the differences in policy that we had to work through were much greater than this farm bill.
Connor says Congress has many other items on their to-do list, so putting off the farm bill in early 2025 is obviously not the answer. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 14th, at OSU Institute of Technology in Okmulgee. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.